Tuesday, June 17th, 1997.
This is China Radio International, CRI, broadcasting from Beijing.
CRI World News provides the gist. Most of the international treaties applied to Hong Kong will continue to be applicable after July 1st. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Cui Tiankai made the comments at Tuesday's regular press conference in Beijing. Cui Tiankai noted that the Chinese government has sent a note to the institutions which keep the treaties. The spokesman said, the note would be of great significance for the peaceful transition of Hong Kong and the territory's long-term prosperity and stability. The spokesman also commented on a senior Taiwan official's upcoming visit to the United States. He says China has always been opposed to any kind of official visits between Taiwan and the U.S. He urges the U.S. side to strictly observe the three Sino-U.S. communiques governing their relations. The chief executive's office of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region has announced a list of members for the provisional urban and regional councils and district boards. All present members of the urban council, the regional council, and the 18 district boards will continue in their current positions. In addition, 9 new members have been appointed to the Provisional Urban Council and 11 to the Provisional Regional Council. The amended Urban Council Bill and Regional Council Bill for 1997 state that the Provisional Urban Council and the Provisional Regional Council should each have no more than 50 members. The new members were drawn from different professions and sectors of the community and were selected solely on their merits. A member of the British House of Lords has urged the Britons to be more positive about Hong Kong's return to China. In an interview with Xinhua on Monday, Tom McNally said the return of Hong Kong is an opportunity to develop new and deeper relations with China. McNally warned that the relations between Britain and China should be handled carefully in the next few weeks before the handover. He says he's confident that Hong Kong's future will be bright because it will continue to be the most attractive gateway to China for many Western countries and enterprises. He said Prime Minister Tony Blair and Foreign Secretary Robin Kirk indicated that they want to quickly establish positive business ties with China at both political and business levels. Next, Li Jun has news about China.
Large-scale celebrations and a rally will be held in Beijing on June 30th and July 1st to mark the return of Hong Kong to the motherland. An evening party will be held on June 30th in Tiananmen Square with 100,000 people in attendance. The festivities will last throughout the night till the ceremonial raising of the national flag on the square the next day. Also, a grand rally on Hong Kong's return to the motherland will be convened the same evening in the Beijing Workers' Stadium, in which the audience will be entertained with performances of song and dance. The Minister of Railways, Han Zhubin, says that the railway departments of Hong Kong and the inland areas will expand cooperation in passenger and freight service, as well as the operation of 3 express trains. The minister says Hong Kong and the inland areas have maintained sound ties in railway transportation for a long time, and with the approach of Hong Kong's return to the motherland, the passage of travelers and cargo will increase greatly. At present, express passenger train services link Hong Kong with Guangzhou, Beijing, and Shanghai. Han Zhubin indicated the possibility of adding new passenger trains linking Hong Kong with inland provinces and cities at an appropriate time.
This is Listener's Letterbox on China Radio International. Hello, I'm your host, Li Ping.
Hi, I'm Li Peichun. Thanks for joining us again. As the Chinese government will resume its exercise of sovereignty over Hong Kong on July 1st, issues facing Hong Kong have become a focus of attention for our listeners. Many wrote that they have heard our programs about Hong Kong.
Hi, Some even say that our programs about Hong Kong help them to keep up to date with the latest developments in the area. Others wrote to tell us their opinions on the event.
Morgan Freeman of the United States says, I'm very happy to hear of the return of Hong Kong to China. It is the end of British control of Hong Kong in China. I hold this opinion for a simple reason. The United States of America had the Boston Tea Party in the American Revolution against the British, and China had the Opium Wars.
Ivor Hange in Birmingham, England, said, I imagine China, Beijing especially, must be excited with the return of Hong Kong quickly approaching.
Yes, Ivor, you are right. This is a momentous event for China. Many Chinese people can hardly find words to describe their excitement. With the approach of July 1st, various activities have been held to celebrate this special occasion.
I know that many gatherings of various sorts were held across the mainland. Many people voluntarily took part in parades and relay races to mark the event.
Students in universities are especially active. They have organized knowledge contests, art and singing festivals, speech contests, and so on.
What impressed me most was the English contest held not long ago at Beijing University of Foreign Languages and at Beijing Economic and Trade University. I was really touched by the speeches of the students. Many were imbued with emotion and passion.
Common citizens in Beijing have also found their own way to show their feeling. From the 100th day of countdown to July 1st, 1997, many people in Beijing have been paying midnight visits to Tiananmen Square at 10-day intervals to witness the day changing on the electric countdown board. Some are even recording the changing of the numbers with their cameras.
That truly expresses the joy of the Chinese people to this upcoming event.
Yes. Talking about activities to mark that historical event, I think we must mention the Yellow River Leap by car that occurred on June 1st. It is meant to be a generous gift for the return of Hong Kong to its motherland.
Yes, the leap was made by Ke Shou Liang, who is known as the first flying person in Asia in Hukou Waterfall between Shanxi and Shanxi provinces. He drove his car about 55 meters across the waterfall.
That's indeed a magnificent scene. As many of our listeners know, the Yellow River is regarded as the mother of the Chinese nation. The Yellow River Leap was done to celebrate Hong Kong's return to the motherland. This event grabbed the attention of people from all walks of life. China Central Television and a TV station from Hong Kong named CAW broadcast the event live to the world.
I watched that show and saw thousands of spectators. Over 2,600 people made performances during that occasion.
Yes, this indeed is a great gift for the Hong Kong handover.